Hello and welcome to the Performance Physique Podcast. My name is Arj and I am your head coach. This podcast is all about helping you with your running, your nutrition and your training. We take the jargon out of sports science to help you realize your goals faster than ever before. Let's get started.
Now, earlier in the show, we spoke to Britain's oldest fencer, who's celebrating her 90th birthday. Joy told us about her morning exercise routine.
I lay on the bed, I put both my legs up in the air, do the scissors and one thing and another, wagging my feet about, I massage all my body, head, everything, my arms, the lot. And then they get out of bed and you face a blank wall. Put your hands on the blank wall and you step back a little and push it 10 times and it exercises every muscle in your body.
Well, there we go. She was a real inspiration. It's also a big birthday for Sir Mick Jagger. The Rolling Stones frontman turns 80 today. Happy birthday, Sir Mick. There's also a new study around that suggests planking or doing wall squats is a good way to reduce blood pressure. So it got us all thinking, what's the best way to still have the moves like Jagger at 80? Should we be, like Sir Mick does, he does a bit of yoga, dance, a bit of ballet, or should we be taking up fencing like Joy? Well, one person who may know the answer to this, Arj Tiruchelvam, is a performance coach and nutritionist and joins us now. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me on, Tony and Claire. Thank you.
Well, it's great to have you. Now, listen, we're talking about, you know, the older person, you know, we've got Mick Jagger, we've got Joy, and about the kind of exercises to do as you age to keep fit, keep supple. What do you think the best approach is?
It's a very frustrating answer for you, I'm sure, but it's really about building a balanced week. We do need some resistance work, so strength work. We do need a little bit of mobility, and we do also need something to get the heart going, a little bit of cardiovascular exercise. But what you just mentioned there about mixed routine, that sounds like a pretty well-rounded approach, actually.
Yeah. So as you get older, you lose muscle mass, don't you? And that's particularly problematic for women, isn't it? Can you explain that one?
Yeah, absolutely. So muscle mass is obviously the thing that keeps us standing. And as we age, we actually find that we suffer from sarcopenia, which is this muscle loss. And above the age of 40, it's amazing how early this starts, really. We begin to lose roughly 1% of our muscle mass every single year. And unfortunately, it's the opposite of compound interest. This adds up and speeds up as time goes on. So the older we get, we lose more and more muscle mass.
Now, can you fight it?
Yes, you can. There is a solution. Absolutely, yeah. So resistance training, so the kind of gym work, strength work, and also increasing the amount of protein we consume, both help to fight this loss of muscle mass. And you mentioned there at the start that this is pretty paramount as well for women. So postmenopausal women will have a faster decline as well. That's why it's so important that we kind of get away from the stigma of muscle mass and gym work being very much about this masculine big guys working heavy weights, and we try to incorporate it basically into every single one of our lives.
Yeah, so Joy is doing just that. I mean, she fences, but she stretches before she gets out of bed, and then she does kind of vertical push-ups against a wall, so she's pushing against her own body weight. What you're saying is you can build muscle mass by simply doing things around your own home, by the sounds of things.
Yeah, absolutely. And first of all, Joy sounds incredible. Was she 93,
I think? I think she's 90.
90 today. Yeah. Today.
90 today. Yeah. I mean, that's incredible. What a routine that she's got. And it's a habit for her, it sounds like. And that's the main thing that we need to start with, is can we form some easy habits? And starting in the house is one of those. So this study promoted a couple of exercises. They're called isometric exercises, because basically you work your muscle to stay still. We usually think about working our muscles to move somewhere. And these can be done in the house. So that's a really easy opportunity to begin with. But it's about, can you do something that you enjoy or enjoy a little bit? Start there, then try to move further afield. So, for example, with my parents, I try to encourage them to do a few squats from the sofa in the living room, because this muscle loss is what leads to falls. And unfortunately, falls are the thing which puts a lot of our elderly population in hospital and starts the real decline. So starting around the house with maybe some of those vertical push-ups, maybe with that wall squat, doesn't need to be 2 minutes, like it said in the study. Starting with those parts just in maybe the first 5 minutes of your day, and then building upon that, trying to say, right, I'm going to challenge myself this week. I'm going to move a little bit further. I'm going to walk up the hill instead of taking the flat route and then maybe heading into a gym or a local community centre.
Yeah, and the thing is just to start, isn't it, Arch? Because, we all have this idea in our heads of like, oh, well, I've got to do that and that's got to be my goal. And it's sometimes so far out of reach that, you know, the actual ambition can defeat you from the start. You've just got to be realistic, haven't you?
Yeah, it really is the first step, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, but it really is the hardest one. For example, you know, there's a client story I know from many years ago where incorporating a little bit of exercise into his routine, and he felt was going to be easy. Yeah, just tell me I'll have to do it 3 times a week and I'll do it. And in fact, trying to get him to do exercise was a challenge. So instead of saying we were going to do 10 press-ups every single morning, we said, let's do 3 press-ups every single morning. And he was basically annoyed that we said we're only going to do 3. He was like, I can achieve that easily. And the sensation of achieving something motivates us. And then we see how great we're performing. And we're like, yeah, I'm great. I'm a fantastic person. I've done my 3.
Yeah,
so let's move on again and again.
You've got a taste for it. Listen, I'm going to bring in someone who's certainly done that. Don in Coventry. Hi, Don.
Hello.
It's great to have you on the programme. Now, you turned 80 when?
In May.
Okay, and I'll introduce you to Arj. Arj, meet Don. Don, meet Arj.
Hello, Don.
What did you do to celebrate?
Well, I did a skydive because my wife died 3 years ago and I wanted to raise money for cancer research. So I did a skydive and raised £1,700.
Brilliant.
Normally, I play badminton.
So have you always played badminton?
Yeah, since about 1964. And I had the target of playing league badminton at 70, which I achieved. And now I'm still playing at 80, up 3 times a week, 1.5 to 2 hours.
Goodness me, 1.5 to 2 hours, 3 times a week?
Yep.
That's incredible. How are you feeling, Don?
Yeah, it's fine, actually. Very good. I play music as well. I play in a church band and the City of Culture Orchestra, and I help blind and partially sighted people with their technology. So it's keeping active, I think, is important.
You are a good man, Don. Arj, what do you think about, you know, how Don is approaching life in his 80s? Because obviously it's the exercise. Let's start with that. Badminton, yeah. That's a good one, isn't it?
Fantastic. So, Don, great work. It's definitely what we should be doing. So we've got some impact in there. It's really good to have impact as we get older. We've got a bit of aerobic work to look after our heart as well. And we're agile. We're having to move around a court. So that's a really good starting point, definitely.
And socially as well then, Don, it just sounds like you are plugged into life and you're not looking in, you're looking out. You're helping people as well. How do you think that helps you?
Well, I think it's all too easy to be inward looking and close in on yourself, and I think it's good to get out there. And the badminton's a very social sort of sport, and playing music is also social, and all goes to make up a varied life, really.
Listen, you're doing amazing. Would you do another skydive, or was that it? You know, you've done it, you've ticked it off the list.
I think the answer has been there, done that.
You're an amazing man. Don, thank you so much for getting in touch. Congratulations on raising that amount of money in memory of your late wife as well. That's a brilliant news. Arj, thank you so much for kicking off our conversation about how to stay fit and healthy and strong in later years. That is Arj Tiruchelvam, performance coach and nutritionist as well. It's food for thought, isn't it, Tony? What you do is joy, scissor kicks the legs out of bed in the morning.
Thank you very much for listening to the Performance Physique podcast. Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram. It's @performance_physique. You can find us on Facebook, Performance Physique, or if you just head to performancephysique.co.uk, and we'll do our very best to help you. It will mean the world to me, though, if you can share this podcast with one friend this week. Right, for now, take care.